with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Planned Parenthood, the nation's largest abortion provider, is spending big bucks to re-elect Democrats in the 2024 election.
Planned Parenthood is planning to spend $40 million ahead of November's elections to bolster the campaigns of President Joe Biden and leading congressional Democrats. The organization is betting that voters angry at Republican-led efforts to further restrict access to abortion can be the difference in key races around the country. The political entities of the nation's leading reproductive health care provider and abortion rights advocacy organization shared the announcement with the Associated Press prior to its official release on Monday. The effort will initially target eight states: Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Montana, New Hampshire, and New York. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Authorities say two undocumented migrants from Venezuela are under arrest in the killing of a 12-year-old girl in Houston. Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg tells KTRK-TV one of the suspects, Franklin Jose Pena Ramos, was wearing an ankle bracelet because of a pending immigration case.
I can't speak to ICE putting ankle monitors on folks and releasing them. Our immigration system is broken, and if there was ever a case that reflected that, it's this one.
If special circumstances are proven, both could face the death penalty. A new Ten Commandments law in Louisiana mandating the Decalogue be put in every public classroom is being challenged in court by the American Civil Liberties Union, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, and Americans United for Separation of Church and State. Republican Governor Jeff Landry had challenged opponents of the new law to bring it on. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 260 points, the Nasdaq dropped 192, the S&P lower by 16. This is SRN News. Israelis seek the gospel, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Jews for Jesus reports a spike in the number of people from Israel requesting copies of the New Testament in the wake of last fall's devastating terrorist attacks by Hamas. Jews for Jesus executive director Aaron Abramson tells the Christian Post that the attacks rattled a lot of Israelis, making them ask bigger questions about life and spirituality. Jews for Jesus has offices in Israel and has been providing relief for the victims of Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump told evangelicals they cannot afford to sit on the sidelines of the 2024 election, urging them at one point to go and vote, Christians, please. He also endorsed displaying the Ten Commandments in schools and elsewhere. Trump spoke at the Road to Majority Conference of the Faith and Freedom Coalition in Washington, D.C. over the weekend. This is SRN News. AI turned out to be a drag on stocks today.
Another slide for Wall Street heavyweight NVIDIA kept U.S. indexes mixed, even as the majority of stocks rallied. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Monday. The Dow rose 260 points. That's about 0.7%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.1%. Stocks in the energy and financial sectors had some of the biggest gains. 7 out of every 10 stocks in the S&P 500 rose. Declines for a handful of big winners from Wall Street's frenzy around AI offset all of those gains, pulling the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq lower. NVIDIA fell for its third straight loss. The stock is down nearly 13% in that time. Treasury yields eased slightly in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
European Union regulators are accusing Apple of breaking new rules on digital competition by imposing rules in its App Store marketplace that prevent app makers from pointing users to cheaper options. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.